This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. In an unprecedented move, the Colorado Republican Party has removed the El Paso County GOP chair from overseeing the county's upcoming party leadership elections. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
This latest round of conflict started when a group of high-profile Republicans from the Colorado Springs area objected to having their county chair, Vicky Tompkins, manage the reorganization process. They said they don't think she can conduct a free and fair election after butting heads with her numerous times in recent years. Tompkins has already filed a lawsuit accusing the Colorado GOP of meddling in local Republican controversies. Tompkins wants a court to put her back in charge of the leadership election in El Paso County later this month. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado got mixed grades from the American Lung Association in an annual report on tobacco prevention policies. The state got an A for coverage and access to services to quit tobacco, a B for the strength of its smoke-free workplace laws, but funding for the state tobacco prevention programs earned it a D, and it got an F for its handling of flavored tobacco found in many vaping products. Tobacco use takes the lives of more than 5,000 Coloradans each year. Prosecutors have charged the brother of a Denver Nuggets player with vehicular homicide. Police say Coben Porter was driving under the influence when he crashed into another car in Denver on January 22nd. A woman was killed. Porter, the brother of Nuggets player Michael Porter Jr., faces four counts. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06. Coming up next, it's Fresh Air. Thank you for staying with us on this chilly winter day.